Emotional robots? One consistent theme in literature and art is the mechanical being that yearns to become human, to share in human emotions. Not content to be made of wires and cold steel, it wishes to laugh, cry, and feel all the emotional pleasures of a human being. Pinocchio, for example, was the puppet that wanted to become a real boy. The Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz wanted to have a heart. And Data, on Star Trek, is a robot that can outperform all humans in strength and intelligence, yet still yearns to become human. Some people have even suggested that our emotions represent the highest quality of what it means to be human. No machine will ever be able to thrill at a blazing sunset or laugh at a humorous joke, they claim. Some say that it is impossible for machines ever to have emotions, since emotions represent the pinnacle of human development. But the scientists working on AI and trying to break down emotions paint a different picture. To them, emotions, far from being the essence of humanity, are actually a byproduct of evolution. Simply put, emotions are good for us. They helped us to survive in the forest, and even today they help us to navigate the dangers of life. For example, liking something is very important evolutionarily, because most things are harmful to us. Of the millions of objects that we bump into every day, only a handful are beneficial to us. Hence, to like something is to make a distinction between one out of the tiny fraction of things that can help us over the millions of things that might hurt us. Similarly, jealousy is an important emotion because our reproductive success is vital in ensuring the survival of our genes to the next generation. In fact, that is why there are so many emotionally charged feelings related to sex and love. Shame and remorse are important because they help us to learn the socialization skills necessary to function in a cooperative society. If we never say we're sorry, eventually we will be expelled from the tribe, diminishing our chances of surviving and passing on our genes. Loneliness, too, is an essential emotion. At first, loneliness seems to be unnecessary and redundant. After all, we can function alone. But longing to be with companions is also important for our survival, since we depend on the resources of the tribe to survive. In other words, when robots become more advanced, they too might be equipped with emotions. Perhaps robots will be programmed to bond with their owners or caretakers to ensure that they don't wind up in the garbage dump. Having such emotions would help to ease their transition into society, so that they could be helpful companions, rather than rivals of their owners. Computer expert Hans Moravec believes that robots will be programmed with emotions such as fear to protect themselves. For example, if a robot's batteries are running down, the robot would express agitation or even panic with signals that humans can recognize. It would go to the neighbors and ask them to use their plug, saying, "Please, please, I need this. It's so important. It's such a small cost. We'll reimburse you." Emotions are vital in decision-making as well. People who have suffered a certain kind of brain injury lack the ability to experience emotions. Their reasoning ability is intact, but they cannot express any feelings. Neurologist Dr. Antonio Damasio of the University of Iowa College of Medicine, who has studied people with these types of brain injuries, concludes that they seem to know but not to feel. Dr. Damasio finds that such individuals are often paralyzed in making the smallest decisions. Without emotions to guide them, they endlessly debate over this option or that option, leading to crippling indecision. One patient of Dr. Damasio spent half an hour trying to decide the date of his next appointment. Scientists believe that emotions are processed in the limbic system of the brain, which lies deep in the center of our brain. When people suffer from a loss of communication between the neocortex, which governs rational thinking, and the limbic system, their reasoning powers are intact, but they have no emotions to guide them in making decisions. Sometimes we have a hunch or a gut reaction that propels our decision-making. People with injuries that affect the communication between rational and emotional parts of the brain do not have this ability. For example, when we go shopping, we unconsciously make thousands of value judgments about almost everything we see, such as, this is too expensive, too cheap, too colorful, too silly, or just right. For people with this type of brain injury, shopping can be a nightmare because everything seems to have the same value. As robots become more intelligent and are able to make choices of their own, they could likewise become paralyzed with indecision. This is reminiscent of the parable of the donkey sitting between two bales of hay that eventually dies of starvation because it cannot decide which to eat. To aid them, robots of the future may need to have emotions hardwired into their brains. Commenting on the lack of emotions in robots, Dr. Rosalind Picard of the MIT Media Lab says, "They can't feel what's most important. That's one of their biggest failings. Computers just don't get it." As Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky wrote, "If everything on Earth were rational, nothing would happen." In other words, robots of the future may need emotions to set goals and to give meaning and structure to their lives, or else they will find themselves paralyzed with infinite possibilities.